The philosopher Kierkegaard said that life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forwards. The thing is, looking back only results in learning for people who cast a critical eye with a desire to learn. The thing is, many of us are too busy with the urgency of day-to-day demands that we rarely have time to reflect. And that's why we started What I Wish I Knew. It's for those moments when you realize that just a little bit of insight beforehand might have come in handy. I'm Mike Irwin, also known as the bespectacled and bald American guy.
Hi, and I'm Simon Dawe, the Welsh dragon. In our podcasts, we talk with people from all walks of life, from startup entrepreneurs to Fortune 500 CEOs and leaders. We talk to professional athletes and weekend warriors, from immigrants to lifelong residents, artists, designers, and even engineers who have become designers. Importantly, from those who dream to those who dream, then do. They have all three things in common. Like us, none are perfect. However, we found they're all extremely humble, and each of them have some incredible learnings. In our What I Wish I Knew stories, they share these lessons with you. Sometimes that's humility and self-awareness. They're forged in tough times when things aren't going as planned. It's often right there, at that point, where the most growth occurs.
We talked with a former global CEO of Burger King who followed a meteoric rise from Madison Avenue to the top of one of the largest restaurant chains in the world, only to be fired. We talked with a former NFL player who rode his work ethic and talent into the league, and then his career was cut short by injury. But his story is about what he did after that.
We talked with a company founder who shared one of the most compelling stories of building a brand that we'd ever heard, and it happened when she met a cancer patient on a beach wearing her company's apparel. We talked with a Cuban immigrant who came to the US with nothing but clothes on his back. And he rose from servicing telephone calls to CEO of a company he took public on the New York Stock Exchange and rang the bell. And then he went to prison. So, who are we both? Well, I'm a global marketer and I've helped grow brands and categories across large and small companies, including WD-40, Kimberly-Clark, Belle Fromagerie, Whitbread, and more recently, Tate and Lyle. I've scaled new business initiatives in both B2B and B2C across many, many countries. I'm now working independently with businesses from similar or smaller corporates, developing competitive advantage and helping them achieve step-changed growth. My most vibrant learning lessons, I guess, one is managing brands to address cultural and market-specific opportunities across multiple countries. And secondly, steering diverse marketing and commercial teams through change. Outside the box, I consider myself a specialist in visual design. I'm especially known for creating visually arresting table centerpieces at Christmas time and building outdoor barbecues that prove to be the envy of my neighbors and professional barbecue. As a proud Welshman, I'd say my heart fires like a dragon. And as a Welsh rugby fanatic, the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff is my official hallowed ground, where my most cultured or not so cultured voice can be heard during international season. I'm now living in London, not to boast, but I can still run, cycle, and even jump onto and fall off a windsurfer.
More than anything, I'm curious about people, life, and how things work. I'm an advisor, entrepreneur, strategist, and writer. I started a sports product company, a publishing business, and I served as global strategy officer, vice president of marketing, and a public company CFO. Through Bottle Rocket Advisors, I help clients grow revenue, improve profitability, and scale up. I also work as a mentor for startup accelerator programs around the world. And I serve on the boards of directors of for-profit and nonprofit organizations. I sometimes say that my best lessons came from juggling brands, trade channels, and cultures through time in more than 40 countries. But the reality is nothing compares to being a parent, and Simon and I each have three kids. I'm a veteran of 10 marathons, including the Boston Marathon, and I used to visualize eating barbecue after each race. But the thing is, I ran my fastest pace ever at the Running of the Bulls in Pamplona, Spain, which proves that I had the right animal in mind, but in the wrong form. I can run way faster when being chased by bulls than by eating them. I live in San Diego.
So that's us. We hope you enjoy the stories and the lessons from What I Wish I Knew.
Join us at whatiwishiknewshow.com and find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube.